It's time for West Texas Roots. This week, we hear from Timoteo Ikashi Montoya, a Lipan Apache artist, educator, and cultural practitioner who shares how he followed the quiet pull of ancestral memory from growing up in Corpus Christi surrounded by stories of Native identity to learning traditions through ceremony and family revelations. Montoya takes us through the journey of reclaiming who he is and where he comes from.
I was born in Corpus Christi originally. Growing up there, being Native was not something that was like supported by the culture, the way we lived there in Corpus. And everybody I hung out with knew they were Native in some way by some old story. And that's the same way that my mother told us about us. And I asked my dad and my dad's brother and stuff like that, and they always said, yeah, we're Native. He says, but we were Native way back. And I was like, so now we're not, or what, you know? I'd say almost any family that's been in Texas and their family have been here for generations, almost all of them are of Native descent. I met a woman the other day at a powwow. She was 75% Native. And I said, so where are your people from? She goes, I don't know. I have no idea, you know, but I know I'm Native. And she had like Native garb on and everything. She says, well, whereabouts? She says, well, South Texas and Northern Mexico. And that's where my folks are from. South Texas, San Antonio area, South. I've been kind of following that memory, I guess, since I was a teenager. And when I went into college, I got into the Native American Studies program and started getting into ceremonies and learning more and more about our people and our traditions. And I didn't learn a lot about our Lipan Apache ways, but I used to go Sundance and go sweat and go with other tribes to go to their ceremonies. We'd get together and sweat together. And then finally went to go visit my auntie, and I came with my uncle. We were headed down to the Peyote Gardens down here in South Texas to go get medicine. And my auntie said, well, come by, you know, come, I want to meet this man. And he was an elder Arapaho man that I was kind of like, he was like one of my mentors. I had a few of them. And so when I went to go see her, you know, she said, I know why you're doing all this, you know, going all this Indian stuff. And I said, yeah. And she goes, yeah, because you know who we are. And I said, well, who? And I said, no, I don't. She said, we're Apache. I said, really? She said, yeah. And I said, I knew we were some kind, but I wasn't sure what it was, you know. And then she brought out a picture of my great-grandmother and her two sisters. And she says, this is your great-grandmother, you know. And she said, I know that's why you do all this, because that's part of who we are, you know. So, and then as that went along, I became more and more involved in our Native teachings, not necessarily Lipan Apache ones, but, you know, I used to go with different people. And as I was growing up, I went to a school that was probably about 95% white, and most of them were upper middle class and wealthy, you know. So there was just a handful of people of color, a few African Americans, Chicanos, Mexicanos, Latinos. And there was one other Paiute woman, Indian gal I met there. She came to our school for a little while, talked to her. Yeah, so I kind of grew up like that, and it was a good high school. And I never felt like, as much as I tried to fit in, I never felt like I fit in. And I was always reminded that I was different. You know, my non-Indian friends would say something to me that was kind of, I don't think they knew it was derogatory, but it hurt my feelings, you know, but I didn't say anything. I just kind of laugh it off. But as time went along, you know, these traditional things, you know, I slipped right into them like a good old pair of moccasins, you know, they're just comfortable. And so ever since then, that's the way I roll, you know. So, and then later on in life, you know, they were looking for people of Apache descent in Texas and the Lipan Apache band. So I enrolled with them, and that's who I'm enrolled with right now.
We recorded his story at Paint Rock. West Texas Roots is made possible in part by a grant from the Dr. Paula Windham Fund for Education and Community Development, and from a gift from the Doris Miller and Don Fitzgibbons Donor-Advised Fund at the Community Foundation of Abilene.